Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chair, for this opportunity to discuss the situation we see today. And I would also like to thank the panelists and the rapporteurs for the organization of this panel. I think it's also important to thank Mr. Dyer, of course, and all those who came to attend today and provide some clarification on a topic which is extremely complex. I'd like to emphasize what was said today, which I believe is of great importance, which is that we need a holistic approach to a complex topic. And we should not necessarily advocate for sanctions which will criminalize disinformation, because if we were to do that, we could fall into a trap which would also restrict the freedom of expression. So there will always be ideological differences on sensitive issues. And the major question today is to see how, and I think it's Mr. Dyer who spoke about this mainly, so how we can create an environment, an atmosphere which fosters the expression of the truth. How can we develop a value that is attached to stating facts, stating the truth? Because there will always be ideological values attached to various perspectives in various countries. But this will, in fact, turn people away from the facts, and at times this will be for reasons of ill intent. Today we've heard experts refer to the importance of numerical literacy. So it's important to indeed develop competences to make sure that people themselves can identify whether they are being manipulated by distortions of the truth. And I think that is perhaps the least costly step that we can take to provide solutions in this way, because we are in fact empowering people who are victims of disinformation in this way. So that's an issue of general education, providing tools to the population and help people themselves identify when they are victims of disinformation or when they are targeted by disinformation. But we also need to make it clear that there is an interest in disseminating facts, in disseminating the truth, and not simply going along with narratives that are not factual. So I think we had the opportunity today to hear very important contributions. And once again, I would like to thank everyone for giving us the opportunity to learn with you about this topic so important to our democracy. Thank you.